The Albany Symphony's 2019 American Music Festival, Sing Out New York, is a two-weekend festival and regional tour of musical performances and new art happening. Sing Out New York kicks off Thursday, May 30th, with First Drafts, reading session, and beer tasting. You see the great spelling of drafts, which works better in print than it does
on the radio. Spaying
in. Yeah, but that's all right. It's cute. You should look at it. It runs through Sunday, June 2nd in Troy, then embarks on a four-concert tour of the Greater Capital Region on Thursday, June 6th. Two milestone anniversaries frame the festival: the centennial of the passage of the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote, and the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising. Sing Out New York draws inspiration from both these events and celebrates New York's leading role in championing equal rights through innovative concerts, close encounters with today's most adventurous artists and composers, interactive workshops, collaborative community events, film screenings, and artistic happenings. I'm trying to read this quickly so you have time to talk. The festival is curated by Grammy Award-winning conductor and Albany Symphony Music Director David Alan Miller. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. You did that so well. There's nothing left to say. You summarize it all.
Oh, if that
fantastic.
If that were the
it's
case.
It's incredible.
David, good morning. It's always a delight to see
it's
you.
It's a delight
always
to see you,
good
Joe.
To see you. ASO Executive Director Ana Kuwabara, thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
What a wonderful pleasure to have you.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. All right. So this is always a big deal. Give us a sense of how you pack all of this stuff into this relatively short period of time.
It is a bigger deal than ever. And actually, 51 works by 36 composers, including 26 premieres on 22 events over the two weekends. So rather, I'm happy to talk in a little detail about a couple of highlights, but the best thing is for listeners, because I really have to say, I almost designed this thing for the WAMC listener. These are the things that I care about, that I think my fellow fans of Joe Donahue and Alan Shartok and the rest of the gang believe in. We really, it started with women's suffrage and the big anniversary that we're kind of in the middle of now, and I got so interested in the fact that all of these great mothers of us all were from New York State. A huge number of the creators of the suffragist movement in America were here in New York State. Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Frederick Douglass, Sojourner Truth, the list goes on. And then the fact that Stonewall, the 50th anniversary of the great LGBTQ uprising, occurred exactly 50 years ago this June in Greenwich Village, it just made me feel that New York State is this bastion of protection of social justice and of equal rights, and we're a great champion of it, and we should celebrate that. So we commissioned 26 different composers, some existing, 36 different composers, some existing works were out there by some of our favorite composers, and it's just an incredible panoply of events, starting Thursday night, as you said, with the young composer reading, ending Sunday morning, the first weekend, with a suffragist picnic in Monument Square. Both of those are free events. And then the following weekend, these big, gorgeous, four free outdoor concerts, one of which you're our guest of honor, our host of honor, when we're up in Schuylerville.
That's right.
And I must say, the last one, the Sunday, the 9th, the Berkshire Ramblers, Alan and Roselle and the gang, are going to be opening for us in Hudson. So we're really excited about both weekends. The best thing is to go on the Albany Symphony website, albanysymphony.com, and just look through these amazing events.
All right, now, just the only asterisk to both my appearance and Alan's
appearance, that's right,
is that
qualified.
You have to get the fund drive over with.
That's right, because the fund drive starts Monday. But I'm assuming, as usual, it's going to be a 4-hour fund drive. So I'm assuming everyone's going to be free by Thursday night.
We're hoping. That's our plan.
These fund drives get so fast. I'm so impressed. I remember the old days when it actually would sometimes last a week, but it's been a long time since that happened.
Yeah, well, it's been a while, but you know, it can happen. I think we both said to David, yes, we can do it as long as we're not here. So, that's very cool. So now the putting of all this together, how do you keep all those plates spinning so nothing gets lost in the fray?
Well, we have an amazing staff and our board and our supporters. So David is an amazing font of many wonderful ideas. And he's also pulling his weight in terms of reaching out and coordinating with the artists and the programming. But there's a huge team of volunteers and staff who coordinate with each other and get this all done. I think one of the things I just wanted to add to one thing that David was saying was I love the connection that David makes between the people and the places and the history, but connecting it to today. So the contemporary composers, the living American composers who I just want to point out one of my favorite things that I'm looking for is Andre Meyer's work, which is going to be on the Dogs of Desire concert on the Friday.
The 31st, next Friday.
And then also the free outdoor concert. But Andre is taking the words of Frederick Douglass and putting it in, you know, he's composed a work, but it has a rap and hip-hop presentation. He's working with, and David just worked
and
this
just
morning.
To add to that, I just ran over here from Albany High School, because for each of these big pieces on the Friday night, we have collaborators. Clarice Assad is writing a piece about Sojourner Truth with Girls, Inc., and we're collaborating with Maggie Cahill, and Cap Rep. Lauren Lacona is writing a piece about the founding mothers. But there's, I was just over at Albany High working with the incredible Albany High chorus on Andre's piece, and they're actually going to be, as Anna said, rapping the words of Frederick Douglass, and there's this beautiful, 16-minute piece about Frederick Douglass and his important role as a founding mother, father and mother of our country. You know, he was so involved with the suffrage movement, at the same time he was a great champion of abolitionism.
And Joe, back to your question, we also have a tremendous number of community partners, and so the venues, the towns, the performers, the vendors, there's so many people involved in this.
I just have to say, because David and I had some conversations about this a year and a half, 2 years ago. I mean, you've been working on aspects of this for a very, very long time.
Sure.
That is really gives an insight into what it's like to put something like this together.
Well, and that's why I want to share it with everybody. You know, there's certain little stealth events. Like, for example, Saturday morning of the festival, this is the first.
Yeah.
At 9:30 in the morning in the legendary Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, this four-member women's vocal quartet, I Am, they're just got their master's degrees, or they're getting them this weekend from Bard College. They're doing an hour-long program. So come to the farmer's market Saturday morning, get your stuff, come on over at 9:30, and you'll hear this concert with these four incredible, great opera singers that would just, it's all works by women and about women and about suffrage, but mainly modern pieces. It's just mind-numbingly beautiful. They were out at Seneca Falls with us on Saturday, and they gave the most beautiful concert I've ever heard. So little things like that, and there's a spoken word program Saturday midday that you wouldn't want to miss. Speak Out New York with all these, there are actually pieces with narrative by Sotomayor and by Justice Kennedy, the same-sex ruling, and just incredible events. And the orchestra, of course, plays Saturday night, a big concert, which features the most amazing piano concerto by John Corigliano, as well as many other works. So just, I'm so worried that anybody will miss any of these events, because each one is more extraordinary than the next.
So we're going to continue to talk about these events, but just if you go to albanysymphony.com, it's all there in front of you, and you can plan your days. And because there's so much stuff, you can walk through it and say, oh, I'd like to do this, and I'd like to do that, and I'd like to do this. Right?
And you can just come park yourself in Troy, especially Saturday the 1st, because it's just wall-to-wall programming from 9:30 in the morning until really midnight. It's going to be amazing. And then, as we said, the following weekend, we have these big, free, fabulous outdoor festival concerts with the orchestra in the four venues, four big outdoor concerts. Well, the last one's actually indoors because it's in Basilica Hudson, but in Schenectady, Albany, Schuylerville, and Hudson. And those are really just community hugs. We're going to play Beethoven's 5th on that as the ultimate affirmative championing of social justice and light over darkness, whatever you want to say. And we're going to play a world premiere composition on each of those, inspired by the theme of the festival. And then we're going to have a big sing-along. We've arranged all these fabulous folk songs, This Land Is Your Land, etc. So the audience is going to sing a bunch of folk songs with us, and then we'll end with fireworks. So those are going to be great events, like our water music thing we did 2 years ago.
Right. Is it fun to take an orchestra on the road?
It's super fun, and it's so exciting because the musicians, our musicians come from far and wide, but when we play together, we usually just meet here. And so when we took that water music trip down the Erie Canal to Buffalo, what it does is it really helps the orchestra bond together while we're also making all sorts of new friends. You know, we've never played up in Washington County or even in we play in Saratoga County at various points, but that's already a trip for us. We've never been down as far as Hudson in the Hudson Valley. So it's so exciting to go to new places and to experience them and to make new friends.
Yeah, and I think our musicians are wonderful and wonderfully flexible, because here, our world-class, just highest level musicians who are fine playing outside in the elements and amidst the, not just the quiet of the concert hall, but just really happy to engage and interact with the audience.
And those concerts, we're going to have food vendors and acts like the Berkshire Ramblers before our show from 5:30 on each of those evenings. So those are going to be just fun, super lively family events.
The whole idea of Sing Out New York, I mean, it's to show the incredible range of the state as well as how well the orchestra can fit into that incredible range.
Absolutely. And it's really this idea of, I've always had kind of my own personal tagline, which is, you know, New York leading the role in equality from Seneca Falls to Stonewall and beyond. You know, we have been the great champion of equal rights, of rights for women, of rights for different peoples, disenfranchised people. And we really are celebrating that through all of these new works of art that are inspired by great figures of the past. So I said at the beginning, I'll say it again, it was designed for our listeners here at WAMC, because I know my fellow listeners and people at WAMC would just love this programming.
What is this intersection? I know you and I have talked about this, David, but this intersection of, well, especially of an orchestra, but bringing new works into the orchestra, which has always been a part of your mission, and certainly a part of this incredible festival. So why is that so important? And then that's my first question. Then my second question is to then ensure the quality and integrity of the work that is being presented, given that some of it's only a few hours old.
Well, I'll answer. that's a multi-part question. I'll answer the first part a little backwards. When I went to get a piece about Sojourner Truth, Beethoven wouldn't write me one.
Yes.
So I couldn't get him to do it. So, and when I went to get a piece about the Adirondacks and we started doing these kind of regional history ideas, we did Tiffany Windows, and I couldn't get Chopin to write about a Tiffany Window. So I started commissioning these wonderful young composers. And the great thing is that when you work with living composers, living creators, they can really write to spec. So all of these pieces are inspired by these great figures and events in our past, and you have to do that with living composers. So to me, that's the only way to do it. And that's what's so exciting. And I think partly because we're the capital of the state of New York, and because I have a deep love of history, and because there are so many incredible stories here, I want to tell those stories through music, through our art form. And to do that, I want to do it with the most exciting and visionary living, particularly emerging living composers. So that's why that exists that way. And I've forgotten the second part of your question, but that was the harder part, I think. How do you keep it? How do you keep the level high?
Yeah.
Well, there's always, you know, I always say there's always risk with new art. You know, when you go to a museum, do you love every single painting you see? No, but with music, you know, there's always a risk. But because we know these composers, we've worked with them before, we know we're going to get a very high level product, and because it's so specific and topical, that also kind of anchors it in a wonderful way.
The other thing too, and I'll ask both of you this question, but it seems to me that, because we're talking about obviously the reputation of the orchestra, but for the emerging artist, for the emerging composer, what a wonderful thing to have early in their career as a commission from the Albany Symphony and something that they can work on. I mean, that's a great booster of those young composers as well.
And they do feel that and they do appreciate it. But what I would say even more is when we design the festival, I get excited. And then I realize all the challenges. And then when the scores begin to flood in a couple months ahead of the event, that's when I really get excited, because these are really wildly creative people, and they've taken our basic ideas and they've made incredible art out of it. So like now I can barely sit in my chair. I'm so excited about the Frederick Douglass piece and the Sojourner Truth piece and all these different pieces that have been created just for this event. So that's why I'm hoping we can really share them with the widest audience possible.
But Joe, I think to your point, why the Albany Symphony? And I just want to relate one story. I think this was there was a program that we did with Richard O'Neill, fantastic, the violist in playing today. And after the concert, he said, "Man, you have a really unusual audience." And I'm like, "What do you mean?" He said, "I've never had an audience that is so open." And they gave him a standing ovation for a brand new viola concerto. And he said, "You have a really unusual audience here. And I think we haven't, you know, the capital region listens adventurously. This, you know, this is not your typical concert, symphony, orchestra audience. Really willing to take risks with us."
I would say it's the most sophisticated audience in America, here.
But I would also say, and now credit to you and to the orchestra, but you've also trained them.
That was the other part of it. I wasn't going to say that part, but
I mean, it ultimately works on trust, meaning that if you put your stamp of approval on it, you and the orchestra, that they trust that what they're going to hear is of a high quality and is going to be great. And that doesn't come unless, you know, if they get screwed a couple times out, then they're not going to come back. But if they don't and they're regularly rewarded by a beautiful, meaningful experience, then yes, that trust is going to be there.
I think that's true. But I think also we just have the most interesting, smart, perceptive people in our community, and they really do seem to love judging new music. I mean, I remember John Harbison was with us a few years ago, and he said the exciting thing about listening to a new piece of music is that you become the judge for posterity. You decide whether that piece is going to have a life. And our audience is so savvy that I trust them to be the judges. So I promise you, these pieces are spectacular. And whatever concert you come to on the Saturday, on the Friday, the Dogs of Desire, we have 5 world premieres. You know, this opening thing, we have the young students doing their 11 works. I think you'll love it. So it's just an incredible flowering of musical art.
It is a beautiful, beautiful event, and it is the American Music Festival Sing Out New York Festival and Tour. It takes place May 30th through June 9th. I beg you to please look at the website albanysymphony.com and play your time, although David has it right, you can just plant yourself in Troy for a lot of it. Albanysymphony.com and check it out. It is just a beautiful collection, and congratulations to all of you for putting it together and for realizing it in just a few days.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you so much for having us.
A great pleasure, as always. Again, you can find out more by going to albanysymphony.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.